Computer network programming for girls. First of all, what you are about to hear is pure heresy. And the words network programming have never been used this way before. I am going to be very direct with you. I just need you to know the A, B, and C so that you can rise above it all. But please, know that the point of all this is to understand why everything is broken and what the solution is. People will come to disagree with this text. Don't listen to them. Look at the Visual Programming Codex and look at the 0MQ diagrams. Make up your own mind. A. The moment you finish programming your web application, you will realize that you have nothing to run it on. I recommend that you write your applications in such a way that they can run in an Electron shell, Electron.js, and inside web extensions, where you can use the user's CPU. You will need to use the adapter pattern where you effortlessly switch between almost unrelated technologies. While others will be looking for clients, you will have yours patiently waiting for you to add more platforms. And the first and foremost that poses a challenge is the web, because the world is going through a trend where corporation leaders, in their unbelievable uneducation, discard the CPU power of all their users and freaking host everyone on a central server network. This is, of course, ridiculously stupid and incredibly expensive. And without adapters, turns your code into the very thing that sinks you in the end. Think of serverless as a technique or a pattern. It only provisions computers when your normally small network is under stress. But this still sucks. The network administrators will disagree with me, of course, and then go back to deal with the fallout from another massive data breach. And use these disgusting, bloated user interfaces that cannot help but to lead to misconfiguration and misunderstanding. Same administrators and programmers then go as far as consolidating older services under some new management app, only to add yet another layer of complexity. They just fear learning. The things that aren't easy scare them. So they never learn programming properly. Lowest possible effort leads them through a mistake after mistake, a low-effort service after low-effort service, and they learn nothing of value, sometimes throughout their entire career. Then they joke in the lunchroom about job security. Wow. Just wow. B. A small and shiny step in the correct direction. A pretty nice hint of things to come. 0MQ is a program that can send data, serialized objects, through a mix of transport. Inter-process communication, so between two applications on the same computer, and over the local and remote networks via TCP and UDP. And it, of course, supports WebSockets, which can drag a piece of information from browsers through server apps, various networks, and even cheap servers tucked away in your home. For example, you could run an LLM on old desktops in your garage. Latency does not matter here. The pipeline is the magic. When you look at the Node.js API for 0MQ, you get the condensed version of what 0MQ is. Aside from supporting a range of transports, you get push data, pull data, think workers and data queues, PubSub, which means you have a publisher and many programs in many places that can subscribe to it, listening for actions and commands and doing things in a controlled way, but for internet people. And rep, or request, respond. The same pattern that HTTP software uses, where there is a request for something and you send back a response. ZeroMQ also introduces the concept of proxying data, where subscribers can't see what is going on behind a proxy. But it is not the ZeroMQ program that you need. It's their guide. As they have gathered all the network solution patterns that shine the most. Once you look at them, you will see that they deal with what you can now clearly see is network programming done right. It is not me who is misusing the term. The network administrators are. Every sysop and admin is out of their mind. But wait for the coup de grace of C. The free guide is the book of spells that you will need, advertised as containing 60-plus diagrams, and they are precious, and 750 examples in 28 programming languages. But there's one more language that they have all used but overlooked. Which brings us to C. Look at the ZeroMQ diagrams. While the diagrams do not feature visual programming language ports and configuration fields, you can imagine implied input and output ports and how making of a diagram is the user interface. Now, I must stress, by the user interface, I mean the visual programming user interface with which you build both your applications and your network infrastructure. All your routing will be out in the open, from user clicking submit to safety mechanisms, firewalls, data routers, all on one canvas. All on the same abstraction level. Without a sysop or admin or so-called engineer ruining your brilliant programming. With an effort so low, they only learn how to use other people's programs. You call them out. You call them out the way Amy Palamountain called out Model View Controller. Become a network heretic. Set your future free from network administrators and their low-effort, half-memorized junk that they memorized only for certification, where they should have been programming everything from scratch. Leave them to their own pointless, unique hell of services and service orchestration. And build a visual programming language that will bring functional reactive programming and network programming to the same level of abstraction, where you gain actual superpowers of both building easy-to-understand self-healing networks and having the ability to merely move a cable between two ports to dump some overpriced or useless or broken service and reroute all network traffic, saving the day. Learn programming by building your own visual programming language. And then invent and reinvent something that can only be called network programming, where you are in control of all the nodes and blocks, where you can scale to your needs by just plugging more computers, and it does not even matter where they are. Because with a VPL, you are always, always in complete control of both your application internals and digital domains. Become the wrong that makes mediocre network administrators scream in fear. Rise, heretic. You will never arrive too late, nor ever too early. Your cyber adventure awaits.